Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Ray Holman. He's with UAW 6000. He's the legislative liaison. Ray, how are you?
Doing great, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. What's at the top of the agenda for you this morning?
Well, it's going to be a busy week at the state capitol. The budgets are moving quickly, and coming up here in the next few weeks, they'll have a revenue estimating conference the start of May. And after that, I believe Governor Snyder will sign the state budget before June. You know, the lawmakers are very excited to get back up to Mackinac Island. Every year they have a big event on Mackinac Island during the first week of June. So I'm sure that's going to be motivation for them to wrap up the budget.
That's what I wanted to talk with you about, the revenue estimating conference. It's thought that the numbers, that the revenue that the state is going to receive is going to go beyond what the expectations were, and therefore that will create some other opportunities to fund some other programs. How do you anticipate those numbers showing up?
Well, hopefully, you know, we continue the trend of having a little bit of a surplus or taking in more revenues that we spend, which is a good thing. But for us, you know, the UAW Local 6000, there are some very important things. And I guess first and foremost would be funding our probation and parole agents. You know, Governor Snyder's budget called for cutting over 100 positions. And there's been some high-profile cases, some murders that have occurred around the state that's been concerning, you know, as we've reduced the number of facilities in Michigan. You know, we've closed a lot of prisons here. You know, there's been more pressure put on the field agents. So we're hoping that we get more probation agents. We're also hoping that Governor Snyder will stand with us and not allow the legislature to close three of our juvenile facilities. So there's some things that we're really going to be focusing on, that's for sure.
Speaking of that, at 8:36, we will have the director of the Michigan Department of Corrections on this program, and he's going to talk with us about the crackdown on parolees and probationers. What's your take on that review of more than 7,000 files?
Well, actually, Tony, there's 70,000 people on either probation and parole in the state of Michigan. And we have 1,300 probation and parole agents that UAW Local 6000 represents. And like I said before, there's been a lot more pressure put on these individuals in recent years. And also, there's a culture of intimidation within the department. You know, the management, it has not been too kind to our agents. And in fact, just recently, Tony, a number of different probation and parole agents have been locked out of their office, and they feel like they've been scapegoated by management. And we're hoping that Director Hines can recognize that. And the thing that we are going to ask the director, Tony, is, and we have it on the show, I mean, hopefully you can ask them, is we would like our agents to be treated as the professionals that they are. Our agents have military experience, law enforcement experience. A lot of them are trained as social workers, and they know what to do. But unfortunately, they're forced many times to follow these risk assessment tools that are not always accurate. So it's a problem, and we're hoping to work with the director to deal with the culture there within management.
Can you elaborate on the risk assessment rules?
Well, again, you know, we've closed a number of facilities. In fact, in this budget coming up that passed the House Appropriations Committee, they'll close a prison in Ionia. And, you know, last year we closed Mound Prison in Detroit. And the reason I'm giving you that background information, it's put more pressure on the field. Now, people are going to say, well, there's less offenders. But really, we've turned into more of a hug-a-thug mentality. We've been more lenient with offenders. And these risk assessment tools sometimes score people lower, meaning they're not being supervised at a level that's called for or we would have supervised for them in the past. Now, I'm sure Director Hines will say his top priority is public safety, and that's what it should be. But again, we need to have more agents, Tony, not less.
Ray, hug-a-thug, I've never heard that.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned it. That's what the agents are calling it. Again, hug-a-thug. And what it is that we're having people that really probably should be given a swift sanction or sent back to prison or given a longer sentence. And it just makes sense if you think about it. You know, we've closed 12 facilities here in recent years, and it's all driven by cost. You know, as a state, three or four years ago was really struggling, you know, with its finances, and we're having the budget problems, so hopefully we're over with now. You know, they've had to let more people out into the streets, and it's caused more, again, stress on our probation agents. And, you know, those are people that are convicted of a felony but don't go to prison. And then our agents on the other side are the parole agents that monitor the people coming out of the facilities. But, again, yeah, the hug-a-thug is a real problem. And we have great people working in probation and parole, and I mean really well-trained people, and they're not whiners. But right now there's a culture of intimidation. What I mean by that, Tony, is if they try to speak up and say, you know, this hug stuff is junk or too lenient, they get their heads chopped off by management. And a lot of these people are highly educated, well-trained professionals, and we'd like them to be able to use their own intuition. The director himself, Director Hines, and you can ask him, believes that the best detectives are the ones that know how to read people. And our agents can do that, and we like the same approach given to our professionals.
All right, final question for you, Ray. You had mentioned that some of these workers are locked out of their offices by management at the Department of Corrections. Explain.
I'm sorry, let me clarify. What's happened just recently, a number of different agents have been locked out of the office because they're being disciplined or they're being investigated for misconduct. So that's what I meant to say. A number of agents have been locked out. So typically what happens if you come under investigation, they come and get your identification, and then they lock you to your car, which is, you know, really embarrassing when you're talking about people that dedicate their lives to public safety. You know, and obviously sometimes there's misconduct, you know, in every organization, but there's just been a whole rash of that recently within the Department of Corrections, and I'm talking about the field agents.
Well, if there's some reason to think that this worker needs to be investigated, how better should that be handled? From your perspective, how should they be asked to leave?
Well, again, Tony, I just meant to say that this has happened recently, and I think that the issue is that there's been a number of agents who have been disciplined, and our workforce feels like they're being scapegoated. And again, fortunately, it hasn't been in Lansing, but in Southeast Michigan and some other places around the state, there's been some high-profile murders, which were committed by people that were on either probation or parole. And so what's going on is they're really cracking down on the agents. And again, there's 70,000 people on probation and parole, and they're going to be auditing every single case. So there's a lot of stress and pressure within the department right now. So it's great that you're going to have the director on, because it's a big deal.
All right. Thanks so much, Ray.
Thanks, Tony.